You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, just a week to go until opening day, and I know this is the point in the spring where everybody's just kind of antsy to get to the regular season, but there's still things that need to be worked out with every team, and some things as far as injuries and that kind of thing. As far as the Orioles go, though, they have their opening day starter out of the way, as Buck Showalter announced on Monday. It'll be Chris Tillman, third straight year. I guess no surprise here. They just need Tillman to pitch like an opening day starter.
Yes, that would definitely be something they'd be interested in. It really kind of fell on his day. Wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement that manager Buck Showalter gave when he announced it to us this morning, but Giovanni Gallardo, Ivaldo Jimenez, Chris Tillman, all guys who have done it, they felt like this way it slotted up best, not just for that first series against the Twins, but also that next series against Tampa. So they do need Chris Tillman to step up, certainly. And this is the third straight year that he's getting that opening day nod for them. He's the first Oriole starter to do three in a row since Mike Mussina, and there really are kind of hoping that he can step forward and maybe be the Chris Tillman of 2 years ago as opposed to that disappointing last season.
And the Orioles are hoping that on that opening day he'll be pitching to Matt Wieters. Wieters continues to get ready for the season after the injury during the spring. Where is he at right now? Is that still the feeling that he will be ready to go?
Yeah, he's going to catch tomorrow. Now, he's trying to catch in the A game. I don't know if he's going to win that argument or not, but the plan is for him to catch. He's feeling pretty good. They're pretty optimistic he's going to be on that opening day roster and that he's going to be ready in time.
Now, Kevin Gausman will start the season on the DL. It's shoulder tendonitis, and I know shoulders are always scary for any pitcher, but it doesn't seem like this is going to keep Gausman on the shelf for too long, correct?
Right. Whether he's ready April 10th, the first day they need a fifth starter, maybe April 13th, they're not going to rush him. They want to make sure that this is fully cleared up, that it's fully behind him. It's not something that he deals with the whole rest of the season. So when Kevin Gausman's ready, he will pitch. But right now, they're hoping he can play catch today and target either that April 10th or April 13th mark.
How about Brian Mattis? And you know, obviously he hasn't thrown much at all this spring. Where's he at?
Right. He's probably going to be on the DL to start the season. I'd be surprised if they were able to get him enough innings and outings for him to be okay. But he did speak to us this morning. He is feeling better. The plan is for him to throw again tomorrow and probably continue to wait and see how he feels after that. But I think right now he'll probably get a late start to the season as well.
Brittany, Hyun-Soo Kim's start to the spring was well-documented and just how bad it was. He has rallied a little bit. The average has come up a little bit from zero, obviously. But a report surfaced over the weekend that the O's were considering sending him back to Korea. The team quickly denied that. Do you think that discussions such as that have been had amongst the organization, or was that just, you know, a made-up report, and it's not something they've even considered at all?
Well, actually, nobody technically denied it. There was a lot of no comment going around, which kind of lends to the fact of maybe it was true. And I think the more you talk to people in the organization, the more you get the sense that there are certainly people who feel as if Kim is probably not going to make that leap. Now, I don't know whether they're going to give him the opportunity to get some games under his belt in April or not. I know there's certainly different opinions in that front office over what he can do, over whether or not he's going to be able to adapt quick enough. But yeah, I definitely think that report had some credibility to it. There's certainly been internal discussions. He is not on the trip here today. He was supposed to be on the trip last night, was not there, however. So I don't know what the plan in terms of playing time is going to be for him going forward. It's going to be pretty interesting to watch how this all unfolds.
Obviously, he's had to adapt to just living in the United States beyond getting ready for a Major League Baseball season, so he's had to deal with a lot. How much of a factor when I think about all these things? I would think if Joey Rickard hadn't had the spring he had, maybe you wouldn't be talking the same way about Kim. But
right.
396, six doubles, a homer. I mean, Rickard has been tremendous, and that really puts the pressure on Kim.
Yes, exactly. So, interesting to see what happens Joey Rickard as well, and whether or not he's going to make the team, but how are they going to use him and in what role kind of remains to be seen.
How about defensively? Which of those players is better defensively in the outfield?
I would say Rickard is probably their best defensive option outside of Adam Jones right now. He also adds that speed element that a lot of them don't have, and he works really good at pass, so he really gives them something that they don't have.
All right, as we get ready for the opening season and opening day about a week away, time for some bold predictions. And, Brittany, you've come up with three bold predictions for the 2016 season. We'll go through them one at a time. And number one, it's a bold prediction, but I don't think it would necessarily surprise a lot of people. The Orioles will lead Major League Baseball in home runs. How likely is that?
All right, I agree with you. It's probably my least bold of the three. It could happen. Look at that lineup. Every guy in that lineup is capable of hitting 20 home runs, if not more. So I have a hard time looking at another lineup and saying 1 through 9 that's true. So I think that's probably the most likely of the three that I picked. Wouldn't surprise me, certainly, if they lead in the AL, if not all of baseball.
I agree with that. Now, your other two predictions I would classify as definitely very bold. Let's start with Dylan Bundy, because your prediction, he'll be a dominant reliever and at some point move into the rotation. Has he had a spring that would make you believe that is going to happen?
He's had a really good spring. Yeah. So I would think that he could certainly be kind of a David Price in 2008 type of reliever, that late inning arm, can reach the upper 90s in short stints, and really has developed quite a devastating changeup. So that part could certainly happen. Now, the Orioles kind of dangled this last week, the thought that if they need a starter, Dylan Bundy is pitching well, why not stretch him out to start? So in terms of bold predictions, it's certainly one that I don't think has a good chance of happening, but hey, it might happen, and then I could say that I predicted it first, Tim.
Yeah, we have it documented, so you're ready to go. Now, he's had such injury issues, I would think starting him now would be, I don't want to say risky, but I would think the team would be terrified to do that at some point this season. I would think, because if he becomes that good a pitcher out of the bullpen and he's able to stay healthy for a while, I would think they would be just content with that in 2016.
Maybe, but Kluck said last week that they haven't ruled out him not starting. They haven't shut that door totally. So he could be a second-half option for them. So it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility, though I see what you're saying.
And I guess when you look at the rotation, and obviously, you know, some people would say that that's the weakest point in this team, that's another factor, because some teams you would look at your five or six rotations and say there's no point in risking a guy like Dylan Bundy there. But with the Orioles, who knows? That may actually be a factor. All right, let's move on to bold prediction number three, and it surrounds Jonathan Schoop. Jonathan Schoop will have a career year, which I don't think is that bold, but and hit 30 homers, which seems like a pretty good leap for Jonathan Schoop. How can he do it?
It is a leap. He can do it by staying healthy. He played about a half a season last year. I think he had 16 home runs. And if you look at him over the course of his career, this will be his third year, really starting to figure out who he is as a hitter. And really, in my opinion, is probably going to lead baseball on second base in home runs, without a doubt. I don't think there's a whole lot of competition on that front. He's just a really strong, powerful guy, and I kind of see his season this year as Manny Machado's last year, kind of his coming out party, so to speak, where he really starts to show you why he's one of the premier young players.
I think it's fair to say that if Jonathan Schoop hits 30 homers, the Orioles will definitely lead Major League Baseball in home runs. And if those happen and Dylan Bundy becomes a solid option in the rotation or a dominant reliever, this team has a pretty good chance to contend in the AL East. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say, yes.
All right. Thank you so much, as always, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Baltimore Orioles edition. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.